Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, people, and issues. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Dr. Mark Clark. He's a director of music and theater at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Dr. Clark, the Addams Family opens this week.
We have actually pushed our musical a little bit further through the semester to be safe and decided to produce and perform the Addams Family. And I've always kept away from jukebox musicals and musicals that are derived from movies or TV shows. But I think this one is different for two reasons. One is that, first of all, the Addams Family is well known to people, and the characters are reproduced in the musical so well. So they're familiar characters, which is great. And the other thing is it's written by, actually composed, and the lyrics are written by Andrew Lippa, a friend of mine I interviewed years ago for my Broadway book about his musical, The Wild Party. And he is a terrific composer, made his fame, I guess you could say, by writing the song My New Philosophy for Kristen Chenoweth for the Charlie Brown movie. And has basically written this terrific musical. It's got great jokes in it, and again, with familiar characters. Just beautiful, some beautiful music. It's very, very, very funny, and appeals to so many people, and has been extremely popular, especially on tour. So there is a tour version that we are doing that is a very, very good version of it. I'm very excited about showing everyone.
Now, I guess my generation, I grew up watching the Addams Family every day when I got home from TV. It was black and white, and we were watching the Addams Family.
Right.
The current generation of kids, I guess they've seen the movie. How, when you said Addams Family, did they know the characters?
I think probably the movie has recreated, so to speak, the characters for a new audience, and so they still do know these endearing characters. The fact that it was black and white actually kind of fits that sort of sepia, I guess, color is really adaptable to it, the mood of it. It's dark in a funny way. People say the dark things when they're meaning something very sunny, light, and warm because of it's the Addams Family and the atmosphere of it. But that is familiar to the new audience as well, I guess, through the film.
So this is a musical, and you're featuring local students that go to school at ULM and local folks. Tell me a little bit about the cast.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the cast of it. There are people that I've worked with, students. They're all ULM students. We do have one graduate student, but they are all ULM students, from freshman to senior to graduate student. And for some of them, it's very bittersweet because I've worked with them for 4 years, like Leah Huber, who was the lead in Phantom of the Opera and Candide even before that. So she started as a freshman to do leading roles. And, of course, the last two roles have been very difficult for all of the performing arts students and audiences as well. So some of our students and Allison Newton, who is Miss ULM, is also one of those students as well who graduates and has been in a lot of different activities with us, a lot of different productions. And I could go on and on because the cast is filled with seniors, graduating seniors, as well as some new talent, some freshmen, sophomores who are very, very talented, I'm very excited about, and we bring them along, and as they get more experience, they have more responsibility on stage, and get training with it, because this is a training program as well. But they are supported. Dr. Long, Darryl Long, has made possible extraordinary orchestra, professional orchestra, to support them, wonderful sets by Steve Burnside, costumes by Marcy Hall, again, we have a great, great production team to support these students. So that's part of the training and part of the joy of performing. Even though a little bit compromised at this time, we have made our way and are very excited about performing it.
Let's talk a little bit about that. This is a little different because it's online, but then there is some in person. Tell me how that works.
Right. The audience will just go to the site Eventbrite, and Brite is Brite.com, and you can reserve your tickets. They are free. You will be sent a code by the company to be able to connect to see the virtual streaming production. So that is what we're making available to the general public. Is those that particular opportunity for all four performances. There are some cast members are inviting family and friends, so we will have an audience there, which I think is important, even to see it on virtual, to know there's a live audience there who's going to be responding to the jokes, the songs, and everything that goes on there. But there are some tickets that are available to be in person through the cast members and the staff.
Dr. Mark Clark is with us. Dr. Clark, we're out of time, but tell me once again the show times for folks to be able to tune in. And is it the kind of thing you have to tune in live as the event's going on, or is there a recording of it to go back and watch?
Yeah, this is going to have to be live because it is an event through the company. So basically the company that we were able to have the royalties, and through the ones who own the rights to the show also control the ticket. So they will play the live performances, and that's what we have. It's not like a YouTube site where you can go back and see it again. So this is like a one-to-one times, although there are four performances actually starting tonight. So tonight, Thursday at 7:30, tomorrow, Friday, 7:30, Saturday, 7:30, and matinee on Sunday, May 2nd at 2 o'clock.
To find out more about this and other Lagniappe, visit our website, kedm.org.